Alan, that was a good point today, wasn't it?
It was, really. I don't think we were as sharp and as bright as we were against North Ferriby and some of the other games that we've had recently, where we've where we've created lots and we've looked exciting going forward and we've looked pretty solid at the back. I think today we looked a little bit jaded. The lads still worked hard and they still give 100%. But I think we had one or two slightly tired looking individuals, you know, that have played a lot of football, who've done really good for us in the last few weeks, the last few months, that just looked a little bit leggy.
Do you think the delayed bus journey had an effect on the players?
I think it all adds up. We've had a few long journeys. We've had a few heavy pitches. We've tried to keep training light and fresh, and you know, give the lads a bit of rest in between games, because it's important that they are as fresh as possible. I don't think it's necessary to be giving them real tough, you know, leg burning training sessions at this period in the season. So we've tried to do that, but still, even with that, we've had heavy pitches, obviously at home and away. Today's pitch was really heavy. The journey was a long journey. And we've had other long journeys recently as well, where we've the Tamworth game midweek and that sort of thing, where lads are on night shifts. And so you put all that into perspective, with obviously Sayers being missing, with Stacey tightening up and having to come off, and with one or two sort of fatigued bodies. I think the nil-nil coming off the Ferriby win and the Tamworth nil-nil are really good results.
It's only one defeat in 11, isn't it? And unbeaten in the last four.
Well, that's it. I mean, what we're doing is when we're playing well, we're looking like winning games. And when we're not playing particularly well, we're looking like we're going to draw them, or at least we're going to try and keep it tight and make it difficult. I think there's, in the early part of our season at Darlington, mine and Tommy's season at Darlington, I think we looked a little bit, we did well in big parts of the game, but then we gifted goals. We gifted them goals. Today we're making it very difficult for teams to score against us. We're not giving it away. Mind you, saying that, today was the first time in a long time where I think that we've made the odd mistake, the odd tired mental mistake of maybe he's not clearing our lines, maybe having that little extra touch, maybe he's trying to play out in the wrong time. And we haven't done that lately, and I think that's down to tiredness and a little bit of fatigue and a little bit of mental fatigue. But we're not doing that generally in our play anymore, where when we first came in, we were gifting a lot of goals. We were giving away goals, giving ourselves real hills to climb. And I think that's a positive thing. We're a bit more cute now.
When you look at today's stats, Ainsley Pears has been given the Man of the Match award, but to be fair to Ainsley, he's only had the one direct save to make, and that was early on in the game, because he's been so well protected by the lads in front of him.
Well, I mean, we discussed this a little bit earlier on about Ainsley. I was surprised. Oh, Ainsley got Man of the Match, but then again, he did make that one good save. It was the only real save he had to make. He did command his area really well, because there was a lot of crosses and good delivery coming in from Telford, and he did command his box really well. But to be honest, if you were to try and look for someone else to give it to, it wasn't one of them games where anyone really stood out. Like I said, I thought both fullbacks did quite well today, Trotman and O'Hanlon. I think both played well, but outside of that, I don't think there was anyone else that really stood up and said, yeah, I'm the guy, I'm the man who deserves Man of the Match. I think probably Ainsley was as good a candidate as anyone. So, and I think that save did obviously got us the draw, you know, because it was an excellent point blank save that was, and there was a few blocks in. I think when Leon came in, we put him in there, and literally I think he'd been on the field 30 seconds and he got a tackle and a block in inside the box and muscled someone and got the ball clear, and those little things add up. So I think Ainsley, if he hasn't had a Man of the Match previously, he has he? I thought he might have done, but if he hadn't, I suppose then he can have that one.
Was your heart in your mouth though when they were shouting for a penalty, when their centre forward got past Josh Eaton and went down?
Well, to be honest, in my opinion, if the referee had given it, it would have been really soft. It would have been really soft. I mean, the lads got round the wrong side of Josh. Josh is doing everything he can to keep contact to a minimum. You know, he's just trying to get round and get goal side. And I think he does that, the lad goes down really easily. I mean, he's looking for the penalty without a doubt. There was a tiny bit of contact that Josh's arms might have touched his shoulders, but there was definitely no contact that could have put him down. There was no tangle of legs. There was a little bit of upper body contact, but nowhere near enough for the lad to go flying on the floor like he did. So if he had given it, I'd have been very, very disappointed. And thankfully, the referee didn't give it.
Nearly won it in the last minute with that free kick that just went a couple of yards wide from Joe Wheatley.
Just a couple of yards.
I'm being generous.
Yeah, very generous. Yeah, it was one of them. You know, the lads take them in training a lot. Josh Gillies, Terry Gilbraith, Little Tomo, and obviously Joe. And the ball, and that's probably I don't know whether the lads who played today will forgive me for it, but I think probably the best one in the dead ball from outside the box is the young Mitchell Glover. And you know, just as a joke, I said to him, we were thinking about doing a quick substitution at the end. But it was one of those games where we sort of battled and scrapped away, and it wasn't quite falling for us, and we weren't quite at our best. But the work rate was 100%, and it was exceptional, and it's what we expect. And there was some real dig-in performances in the second half. That said, I don't think we deserved to win the game. I think a draw was what we deserved. I think it was a draw. We did deserve a draw, but I think that was all we deserved. But I turned around to Tommy at the end and said, you know what, this could be it. We could nick this here with a free kick. I just fancied it to go in, and you just get that feeling sometimes, but it wasn't to be. I mean, Joe thought it took a deflection off the wall, but it didn't take that big a deflection that it would have made any difference at all. But sometimes you get that. Sometimes, I mean, the way it's been going for us at the minute, it wouldn't have surprised me if he'd have stuck that in.
But never mind. Look forward now to Southport on Saturday and hopefully reproduce this excellent form we have at home in terms of scoring goals.
Yeah, well, I'd say, I mean, like I said, you look at the results we've had lately. That we only lost one in 11 games. That was away to Brackley, who have got the best home record in the league in the last year. We had men missing there. We had Thompson missing, Steich missing. We had five with illness. So when you put that into context, it's a great run we're on. Four clean sheets in a row. Like I say, the Tamworth away game and today's away game, the 2-0, I think are brilliant results. If you win your home games, which we have, we've beaten Curzon, we've beaten Kidderminster, we've beaten North Ferriby. So if we can keep doing that, I mean, if we can keep winning our home games, drawing our away games, then we will have a strong finish at the end of the season. I think Southport's a game that we're looking forward to, a game that we've got a real chance of winning. At home, I think we're a match for anyone. If the pitch is obviously playing, I think it'll be okay. But I think we're a match for anyone. We've proven that against Salford, against York, against Spennymoor, against whoever it is that's come. There's not many teams that when we've been at home have outplayed us. In fact, I don't think there's any that I can remember. You're looking at Blyth. We put them, you know, away quite easily. And Kidderminster, we were the better team. So we're looking forward to every game. And like I say, if we can keep winning our home games and we keep grinding away those away games, which is great points, really good points, then I think we'll be in a good situation.